small boats crossing the channel. Around 40 of them have suggested they'll abstain or reject proposed legislation in a Commons vote later, but others are warning the Prime Minister not to go further. Tom Persglove is the new legal migration minister.
We cannot be in breach of our international obligations. That would collapse the partnership as a whole, and so you could potentially then have a piece of legislation that seeks to do something that can't actually be done in reality because the partnership that you were trying to enact has fallen away.
Ofcom has laid out plans to tackle mid-contract price rises. The regulator wants phone, TV and broadband customers to be told about any potential increases at the point of sale. The president of a Turkish top-flight football club who punched a referee after a match has been arrested. Faruk Koca attacked the official when his team conceded a 97th-minute equaliser. Our sports correspondent Rob Harris says it's the latest incident of unrest across Europe.
In Greece, they've had to decide to play all games without any fans for the next 2 months due to fan disorder. In France, in the last week or so, a fan was killed in unrest. And, of course, the disorder at Aston Villa a couple of weeks ago in the Europa League with visiting fans.
Back here, Pontypridd United face a potential 141-point deduction over breaches to players' contracts. The Football Association of Wales has already given the club a 6-point penalty, with the rest applying if they field an ineligible player up to the end of next season. Real UK wages are growing at their highest pace since September 2021. Figures also show the rate of unemployment was unchanged in the 3 months to October. And the late Matthew Perry apparently wanted Zac Efron to play him in a biopic. The High School Musical actor praised the man who played Chandler in Friends as he received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look at the weather for today in Brentwood. It's 12 degrees, light rain showers and a gentle breeze. Nice and bright at the moment. There is some flooding, though, heading down the lane, so just be aware if you're heading off the Ongar Road, down the lanes towards the M25. There are some flooding down the lane. All the way down there, actually, so just be careful.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Very good morning. Thanks to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with the Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. How are you today? I've got two guests on the show, so I've got a busy one. So looking forward to that. First coming up, I've got John Brandler at 10:30 from the Brandler Galleries. And I'm talking to singer-songwriter T Green at 12:30. Plus, we've got some great tracks and a brand new one from Billy Brown coming up too. Can't wait to get that into your ears. Plus, loads more great music. Now, I decorated the tree yesterday. Finally did it. I found that I'd actually bought quite a few mice. I don't know why. But I had. I bought a few mice. So my tree has got a few mice on it, or rats as I called them, and birds. So it's a rat and bird. That's why I said rat and bird Christmas tree. And I did the it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. I did that song, and then I put a picture and a video of my Christmas tree. I know it's sad, but I was kind of festive. The rest of the house looks like something gone wrong with it. It's terrible because I'm kind of moving at the moment, so everything is all over the place. But the Christmas tree's gone up, and then some of the Christmas decorations I had, I was like, no, don't use those. But I seem to buy them throughout the year. I go, oh, that'd be nice. And I actually quite like now having a tree that's only got one ornament of one type. So I've got a few that have got maybe five, you know, baubles or whatever. And then I've just got these random ones that I put on, which I think is quite sweet. There's a hedgehog on there as well. There's a rat on skis. I think it's actually mice on skis. Little rag dolls. There's a peacock. And the fairy came from my mum's Christmas tree. The wings fell off, so did my best to sellotape those back on. Just put up some nice little festive lights. And my dressing table arrived yesterday. There's nowhere to put it except in the front room. My front room is tiny, like a shed. So I have to kind of shimmy past the sofa down this massive box to get to the front door. It is literally like a galley kitchen, like size. It's smaller, in fact. It's a bit of a silly thing to. I don't know why I bought it before Christmas. The bedroom isn't even done. But I was like, no, must have it now. So I've got a lot of rearranging to do over the next week or two. Plus, I went out shopping yesterday to the shop that I was discussing before I left the radio show, saying I don't like that shop, and I went back in there again. And in fact, I was talking to one of the staff, very nice, she was too. I said, I don't know where anything is. I said, obviously, when you go to a shop and they've moved it, or they move the stuff around, it's very frustrating and quite annoying, isn't it? But they do that so you see different products. You know, they do it on a regular basis, supermarkets. And I said to her, I can't find it. I can't find anything. She said, well, you know, and it's all very automated. She said, yes, but our clients are a lot older. And I looked, and I thought she's talking about me. And they don't like it either. They like it to be, you know, you can pay with cash, you can pay with card. But she said, because a lot of the times the self-checkout ones don't work. And they don't. I mean, yesterday I did, I put through something by accident that was a different price to what I thought it was. I had to get somebody to come over. Then there were no bags there because you have to wait for them to give you a bag. And I don't mind doing that, as I said, the basket, but I wouldn't do a full load of shopping anyway. But I don't like automated. I like to talk to somebody. Keep going on about it. And I'm not an old fuddy-duddy, and I am ahead with, you know I love me TikTok, me Instagram, Facebook, any sort of social media that I can get on. I enjoy Twitter. But I like, you know, when I go shopping, I want to see somebody. I don't want to see a robot there going, hello, please use your card, have you had a nice day? I mean, I want, you know, that's where we're going to, isn't it, really? I don't know why they have to speak like that for, really. How are you? Have a nice day. You know, if you're listening out there, if you're still listening out there, you can get in contact with the show easy. You can go onto Facebook, find me, Eat My Brunch. I'm on Eat My Brunch on Instagram as well. And you can do me a voice note. Love getting your voice notes or send me a little message. So if you're listening out there, good morning to Martin, to my regulars, Martin, to Mrs. G, to Francesca, also to Brigitte as well, and Billy, and all the rest of you that listen in. Not everybody gets in contact with the radio. I listen to radio all the time. Very rarely ever get in contact with the person that's doing the broadcast. But never mind. If you're on Brentwood High Street at the moment, got a deal on in one of your shops or something's happened, message me. Let me know what's happening. You might have Father Christmas visiting. I don't know, but let me know. I need to know. Because we want to support local business here. Talking to local businesses, as I mentioned, John Brandler from the Brandler Galleries on Copfold is going to be coming in at 10:30 for a chat. And then I've got T Green at 12:30. His track, That's the Way I Like It, which is the cover of the Casey and the Sunshine Band, has been number one in the USA dance charts. Ooh, I know. How good is that? It is Charlie XCX and Sam Smith in the City.
I'm flowing to you like water in my body, swaying side to side. I'm focused in on the moment. All the lights are diamonds in the sky. Yeah, and I finally see myself like you see me now. Took time, time to see myself, 'cause I never thought I would find it, but I found what I was looking for.
Time to see. Static on the phone. Normally I need you this time. I don't wanna go. Lately I've been growing into someone you don't know. You had the chance to love her, but apparently you don't. No, you don't. So even if I could, would it go back where we started? I know you're still waiting, wondering where my heart is. Praying things won't change, but the hardest part is you're realizing maybe I ain't the same. And what you're waiting for ain't there no more anyway.
Me deep under her spell. Her opinions would define me, but this time I made some for myself. Cause lately I've been certain there's no further to go. Yeah, she had the chance to love me, but apparently she don't. No, she don't. So even if I could, would it go back where we started? I know you're still.
Next is the brand new one from Incognito. This is called Into You.
Waiting for it, then I'm over anyway.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Phoenix FM.
Feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, but you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me, cause you're dead. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you brighter. What sets me brighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Stronger, stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lost. ties her hair up tight, puts her armor on when she steps outside. She lives in black and white, and the color's gone, but it's in her eyes. Yeah, time and time again, we're going back to the start, and I try again to bring some light to the dark. You know, every day's a battle and it tears her apart, and I don't know why. And I'm picking up the pieces when they fall to her feet. She's been fighting off the demons, no, she'll never be free. She's been hiding in the shadows, yeah, it's hard to believe. No, I don't know why. Love, don't ever change the way you are. You light the sky just like a star. I don't care what you see, you're beautiful to me. She never gets it right, and it feels like rain on a perfect night. And I'll be a hand to hold. She can push me hard, but I won't let go. Yeah, time and time again, we're going back to the start, and I'm trying to drag it to bring some light to the dark. You know, every day's a battle and it tears her apart, but don't you
my heart, if you let me stay, yeah, we did.
Right, that was Terence Trent D'Arby. Now, it's a two-guest show today, and I'm joined in the studio. I've not seen him for absolutely ages. It's the wonderful John Brandler of Brandler Galleries, that are based on Copfold Road in Brentwood, where you can buy urban and fine art, either in-store or online, exploring unique original pieces from Banksy, Pure Evil, My Dog Size, Connor Brothers, and many more. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm fine. We had a really good old little... We've had a natter already.
Oh, we've had a gossip. I mean, what's the point of coming in if you don't have a good gossip?
Now, we're going to be talking about charities, which is why you've come in today. But just tell us a little bit about the business, how long you've been based in Brentwood, and where your love for art began.
I opened just in October. I opened 40 years ago. 23rd of October 1983 I opened, and I had a very famous Royal Academician come down and open it for me, a man called Carol Waite. He taught Hockney and King Charles, Prince Philip and King Charles how to paint. So I've been there 40 years. And my love of art came about the fact that both my parents were hardworking people and I'm not. And I wanted to do something I enjoyed with my life. I mean, they enjoyed what they were doing. Yeah. They were both physiotherapists.
Yes.
And the funny thing is, I'm going to see a physio this afternoon with a bad arm. But am I having to pay for it, which is really inconsiderate of them. But I like to have nice things around me. I saw so many people commuting, because we lived in Shenfield High Street. I saw so many people commuting into London all the time and coming home looking like zombies.
Mm.
And yes, they were making a lot of money, but they actually never got to enjoy it. Even when they went on holiday, the first week was unwinding, and the second week was winding up for the getting back to the office.
Yeah.
And I saw on one of my father's patients, he was worth about 14, 15 billion pounds, and he couldn't walk 100 yards. And I decided it was far more more important to enjoy your life. I'm lucky that I've enjoyed it and been successful, but the important thing was to enjoy it first. So if I don't like somebody, they don't stay a client.
Yes. I was talking to you about your dear mum off air, who passed away a few years ago now.
Yes, only the good die young.
She was, what was it, 104?
105.
105. I interviewed her twice, and the interview will still be up online. Such an interesting, feisty woman. And I walked in, and I did kind of have that thing of thinking, oh, hello, are you okay? She went, and she just pointed, and she was straight into the interview. She was amazing. And she said about your love for, I think she mentioned about some chairs. I knew that he was going to be good at doing stuff when he did for the kid some chairs.
At 17, I was on holiday in Ireland and with my grandparents, her parents, in fact, on a farm. And I saw an advertisement in Country Life. And they were selling the old chairs from St. Paul's Cathedral. They'd started off burning them. And then some of the choristers had taken a few home. And then I thought, oh, we can sell these. So they did. And I when I came back to England, I went in with a friend whose 21st birthday was that week. And I bought a set of six for myself, because I knew sets were more valuable than individuals. And I bought one for him for his 21st birthday present. They were £8 each. And he was driving. And I made him, at Ilford, I made him turn around and go back. And I bought all of them. I bought about 1,600 chairs.
Wow.
It took me 9 months to sell the first one to a family that lived on the green at Herongate, a Ford's family. And then she told her friends, and it blossomed from there. And then I thought, well, if people will buy chairs from St. Paul's Cathedral because of the association. So cut a long story short, by the time I was 25, I had furniture from everywhere from Buckingham Palace to the Vatican.
Well, you know, when your mum said it, it was like it was some random chairs. I don't think I got the rest of the story. That's incredible.
And then I went to a country house sale to buy some furniture.
Yeah.
And I didn't get it. It came from Buckingham Palace. I didn't get it. And I was annoyed that I'd wasted a day. So a painting came up by somebody called Carol Waite, R-A-C-B-E, at £10 of an old woman sitting in a chair. And I thought, well, with all those initials, it's got to be worth more than that. So I bought it. And I wrote to the artist, care of the Royal Academy, and I got a letter back. And then I wrote again and said, have you got any more? Yes, you can come to my studio. And I went to this house in Wandsworth, 2.5 hours by train, went to this house in Wandsworth, and a huge teddy bear opened the door and looked down at me and said, I'm Carol, you must be John. And I looked up and I thought, oh, Christ, did I write to Dear Madam? Because I thought Carol was a girl's name, but his mum was Polish, and it was Carol. And he taught Hockney, he taught Kitai, he taught all sorts of people. And he believed in what we now call, and they made a film about it, Pay It Forward. So he helped everybody. And nobody ever said no. So when the gallery got established, we'd get a phone call about 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning.
Hello, it's Carol here. It's John there.
Yes. Hello, Carol. I wonder what you're doing next Saturday. Nothing, Carol. Why? Oh, well, one of my students has got her... tended to be women. One of my first students has got her first one-woman show. I wondered if you would like to go. And it didn't matter if it was Aberystwyth or Aberdeen. You went and you supported.
Yeah.
I paid forward. He didn't want favours for himself. He wanted them for his students.
Yeah.
And he helped me with all sorts of people. There was a very famous artist called Ken Howard. And I bought a couple of his pictures. And I wrote to him. I'll try to write to him. It didn't get anywhere. So I said to Carol, one day I rang him up. And he said, I said, I want to show your work. And he said, I'm showing in London. I don't want to show in Essex. I said, oh, all right. He said, anyway, how'd you get my number? It's X Directory. And I thought, uh-oh. another artist gave it to me. Oh, and who's that? And you could hear him get the knife out of the kitchen drawer and start to sharpen it, you know. Oh, yes, and who's that? I said, guy called Carol Waite. 10 o'clock next Tuesday, phone went down.
Mm.
Because Carol had helped him.
Yeah.
So he wasn't paying back a favour to Carol, he was paying it forward.
Yeah.
And it's something I've tried to do, so we've helped a number of artists over the years. Some of them have gone on to do a lot. Some of them have gone off to drive buses.
Mm.
But you put it out there. You know, you do what you can.
You were saying before, we are going to get on to charities in a second, but just to carry on with the talking about artists and people investing. I mean, the thing is, people come in to talk to you, and it doesn't... When you think about investing in art, people think you've got to spend millions or thousands of pounds.
We started about £35.
Yeah, exactly. So you can go in, you can say, this artist here... You always say you've got to like what you buy.
You've got to like what you buy. You don't buy art as an investment.
No.
Because, I mean, we had an amazing phone call some years ago. Guy rang up and he said, I want you to sell two paintings for me. And I said, it doesn't quite work like that in my gallery. He said, no, I want you to sell these two paintings. I said, well, you're not listening. Yeah. Anyway, this went on for a few minutes. And then I said, okay, so what are these two paintings? Well, one's a girl on a beach and one's a portrait of a young girl. I said, yes. And are they paintings, watercolours, oils, acrylics? What are they and who are they by? And he kept talking about them. And then he said, well, I paid £250,000 for one of them at Howard's and £280,000 for the other. And who are they by? By which time I was getting a little bit teed off with this guy.
Yeah.
And he said, they're off Harris. And I said, well, in that case, you need a London gallery. Because they were worth absolutely nothing. He'd lost £530,000.
Wow.
And I said, you need a London gallery. He said, I've tried them all, that's why I'm phoning you. Which probably wasn't really the smartest thing to say. Yeah. So we parted company, let's put it like that.
Yeah.
So no, you buy art because you enjoy it. The dividend is the pleasure.
Yes.
And if you've bought well, then you've bought... I mean, in 2012, we paid off five people who'd bought pictures using their student grant, shows how long ago it was, their student grant, to buy some artwork in Bristol, and they were by Banksy, and they paid off five mortgages.
Yeah, amazing.
But they bought them because they liked them.
Yes, yeah.
If somebody had said to them, you know, you're a student, give me £200 and we'll pay off your mortgage in 10 years' time, they're lying.
Mm. Yeah.
Because if it's that good a deal, I'm not going to sell it to you. I'm going to keep it for myself.
Yes.
I can say to people, this is an artist who I am buying because I think they're important and I think they are going to get more important. But there's no guarantees. I mean, you know, as in £530,000 down the toilet.
Yes.
There's no guarantees. But if you like something, if you're honest with your eye, you'll like it.
Yeah.
Every now and then we get somebody coming in the gallery, and you've seen what the gallery looks like. It's a mess, right? So they come in the gallery and they say, oh, there's nothing in here. And what they mean is there's nothing in here that I like. So I'll say, oh, so you don't like John Constable, because we've got watercolours by John Constable. Oh, I like him. Well, what about Banksy? Oh, yes, I like him. And what they're saying is, there's nothing in here that I recognise. It's by a famous artist. Because if it's famous, it's got to be good.
Yeah.
And if it's good, I must like it.
Yes.
Well, that's the wrong way round. I want people to walk in and say, I don't like that. Or I do like that.
Mm.
But at least get a reaction. Artists paint paintings to create an emotion in a person that can be good or bad, positive, negative, doesn't matter. But they're doing it for their benefit, not for yours.
Yeah.
So I want people to actually want to cover. We sold a picture once to a director of a bank. One of the big four banks. It was at the time, anyway. And he came down from London, £28,000. And when and we were talking about various children and grandchildren things, and we've got the artwork for Thomas the Tank Engine. So I gave him a small picture of artwork for Thomas the Tank Engine. And he looked at it, and his face was a bit sour. So I said, "So what's the matter?" And he said, "It's not a smiley one." So I went through a pack stack, found him a smiley Thomas the Tank Engine, and shot him over in the frame and what have you. And he went out clutching the door, clutching the picture. And as he hit the door, he turned to his wife and said, "Oh, bring the picture, would you?" So he was happier with he, that picture actually meant something to him. Mm. That's what I want. I want the artwork to resonate with people.
Yeah. Now, we're going to take a little bit of a break, just going to play some ads. Then we're going to come back and we're going to be talking about charities.
Good.
Is the coffee okay?
Coffee's fine.
That's good. I'm glad.
Oh, no. What have I done? Thought I was in love and I thought you were the one. Oh, no. Take a look at me. Standing over here on my own two feet.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice?
All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
If only we could tell you what we were talking about off air, but we can't do that.
Well, we could, but we'd end up in court.
Yeah, we would. An Ofcom would be knocking on the door and that would be the end. So I'm joined in the studio by John Brandler of Brandler Galleries, which is based here in Brentwood. And if you want to pop in and have a look, John is always great to talk to you about art. And also if you're looking to buy anything for possibly an investment or just something you want to put on your wall, we've got blank space and they start from £35. Art is, goes right the way up to hundreds of thousands, millions of pounds. And you deal in all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Now, you've come in today to we've talked about art and the shop and everything else, but you've come in to talk about charities.
Yes. What we do, like I was saying before about pay it forward, a number of years ago, local charities predominantly would say, we're doing an event, please can you give us something? So I'd give them something, and they'd sell it for less than the framing because it's perceived to have no value. Any bonus, any money in was a bonus for the charity. Which kind of got up my nose. So what we do now is we supply artwork to a load of charities all over the country. And it's quite surprising where things fetch good money. So what we do is we give the charity a reserve so they don't sell it below a figure. Because in the past, again, what's happened is they've sold things much, much too cheaply. Somebody's bought it, then come into the gallery and said, I want another one. And when I've given them the real price, they think everything is expensive. So it damages my reputation. So we supplied the Banksy self-portrait, the very famous one where he's standing in a guardsman's outfit. We supplied it to two charities in the last couple of weeks. One was at Claridge's, and it fetched £1,000. So they made £500 profit, because there was a 500 reserve. And we supplied another one to a new charity up in Doncaster for a girl who died of a very specific cancer, and it raised £5,000. Now, I would have thought, logically, you'd expect it to be the other way around. But the idea is that, I mean, in the last few years, we've helped charities raise £200,000 or £300,000 or £400,000. If there's something interesting, people are more likely to attend. It's like having a football on your table.
Yeah.
So, you know, at the event, there's a dinner dance or something like that. Or on, sometimes they just do an online auction.
Mm.
But they have, they've got some big names, Damien Hirst, Banksy, Tracy Emin, Gilbert and George, things like that. Big names, big international names. The reserves start at £100. So I get something back. And they can make, I mean, we did something for, I think it was Save the Children, end of last year. They made £25,000 on the night from the artwork we supplied.
Yeah.
It lightens the evening. People want to give donations. We've noticed all the charities we talk to, their revenue in the last 18 months, 2 years, has dropped by something like 80%.
And before that, you had COVID as well.
COVID. People weren't allowed to go to functions. Immediately COVID was lifted, the charities, the first event each charity did after COVID, they all did well. Mm. And then it's dropped like a stone after that. So I went to a function recently, and there were 15 billionaires in the room. And at least half the items didn't sell. So even at the top of the tree, if you like, at the top of the money tree, those people are being more careful with their money.
Yeah.
It was very interesting what sold and what didn't. And the people want to make donations. They want something in return. But they're getting meaner. Mm-hmm. And at most events, if there's a dinner dance, for instance, there'll normally be less than 10% of the people actually putting their hand up in an auction.
Yeah.
very often it'll be the wife that, although it's sexist, the wife that says, go on, George, buy that. So, yes, okay, it happens. What we don't want is people to buy it when they're drunk because they regret it the day afterwards and then try and cancel the purchase, which is embarrassing for everybody concerned because nobody's going to force you to give money.
Yeah.
But the idea is that people buy things that they want and the price is really a donation to the charity. And the charities, but all the charities we know are struggling. So this is, we're getting more and more charities approaching us because this is something. There are companies that supply the entire package. So they'll do the meal, they'll supply the entertainment. But they take something like 95% of the money raised.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
I am very specific with the charities I work with because there's certain ones in London who take 35 to 40% in handling charges. And I've refused to work with them.
That's a lot.
I'm particularly fond of one that's called Breast Cancer Research, which is based in Epping. The chief executive there doesn't take a penny. Another one is the Cancer Awareness Trust. Their overheads, their expenses, are less than 2%. Their various functions are funded by individual sponsors. So Abbey Road Studios are providing them with the studios free of charge to do what they're doing. Canary Wharf are giving them offices free of charge. But it's not a junket. A charity shouldn't be a gravy train for the staff working there.
I think because you were saying about there's been quite a lot of bad press, and that stays in people's mind. I'm not going to give to that charity because, the CEO or whatever, they're getting 150,000
I think it's wrong. I have no... I was talking to one charity, which I won't name, but it's very, very famous, and it's a children's charity in London and a hospital. But they... I said to them... Once I realised I wasn't going to work with them because I realised how much they were taking, I said, OK, so what does your chief executive get? And the girl said, I'm not telling you, it's confidential. Now, by law, it's not. Right? What it told me was it's a gravy train and I'm not telling you. But I would, if she had replied, he's paid £5 million a year,
but he brings in
£50 million from his friends in the city.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah,
but if he's paid $50,000 a year and he does nothing for it, then that's bad.
Mm.
And I think a lot of charities have lost sight of what they're there about for. There's a magazine. The chairman of the magazine has become very famous. He's on television all the time, and he's a lord. And it's now all about him. And their circulation has dropped by something like 90% because they've lost sight of what they do.
Mm.
So I want to work with charities where if we generate income, if we facilitate them making some serious money, because so many charities do so much work in fundraising and get very little. So do less work and get more is a good philosophy, I think. I want to do it where if they raise 10, 20, 50, 100,000 pounds, it makes a difference to the programs that they're running.
Yeah.
They can either run an extra program or they can do something better or that whatever. It makes a difference. But you give £100,000 to something like Guide Dogs for the Blind or something like that, they've got 5 years' money in advance. Mm. So it's just a drop in the ocean going into a bank account. Yes, they do very good work. Yes, they're very much needed. It's a pity they're needed. The government should do it, but they don't. But I want, the difference you can make with a relatively small amount of money to some of the small charities is infinitely greater than giving, a huge amount of money to one of these massive charities where it's an industry. It's no longer really a charity, it's an industry.
Yeah.
And you see them advertised on television all the time. And there was a good... I saw something interesting on social media this morning, and they said, with all these billions of pounds that we're giving every year to Africa, why are we still seeing adverts on television for things like WaterAid? Where's the money gone? Mm. And why are we still stupid enough to do it? Because we're seen as a soft touch. When they've stopped a lot of the street collections for charities because people worked out how much was actually going to the charity and how much was going to this guy standing on the street with a bucket, and then it's being counted, that's got to be paid for. And then it's being banked, that's got to be paid for. Yeah. And there were so many charges between the person putting their hand in their pocket and it doing some good.
Yeah.
Band-Aid raised 5% of the money went to Africa.
Yeah.
The rest stayed on various charges, left, right and centre. You know, great intention. And Bob de Gaulle came up with an amazing idea. But there were too many agents, too many people, too many bankers and accountants and everything else getting involved who didn't do it for nothing.
Yeah. I mean, we have some amazing, because we chat to them all here on Phoenix, and we have some amazing local charities that come in, very, very small charities, people, volunteers.
Yeah.
It's a lot of kindness, you know, pay it forward.
Yes. Here. I mean, this is, I mean the trouble is the volunteers, a lot of the charities, they exploit the goodness of the people to go and buy the chairman a new Rolls Royce, you know. Oh, we're a big charity, we need to look the part. No, you don't. You need to actually do what it says on the notepaper, you know. Children's hospital. Well, what are you doing for the children?
Yeah.
Why are you in offices with I mean, one charity I know, the chairman walked into the new offices and said, I don't like the fire doors, change them all. Now, they were perfectly adequate because they'd been in use for the last 10 years.
Yep.
He didn't like the colour of the fire doors.
Yeah.
Right? That's 50 fire doors at £8,000 each. Because he didn't like the colour.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not spending money on where it should be.
Mm.
So I like to work with the charities, either local or small, where what we provide actually makes a difference. And, you know, a lot of charities, £5,000, £10,000, £20,000, makes a big difference to them.
Can they get in contact? If people are listening out there at the moment, or there's a local charity, they can just, you know,
give me a bell.
Just
give me a bell, drop me an email, easy. You know, just type in the word Brandler or Brandler Gallery, and I come up very quickly.
Yeah.
It's a way I can facilitate them getting a lot of money.
Mm.
We got asked so often at one point, if I'd supplied everybody that asked me, I'd have been bankrupt. But this way, they can get far more money, and it doesn't bankrupt me. So there's no costs to them. If something doesn't sell, they just give it back. There's no downside. You don't have to pay a deposit. You don't have to pay for a room. They can do it online. They can do it at a function. There are so many ways of doing it. I can help them if they want or not. Doesn't matter. It's up to them. But it's such an easy way for them to make some serious money.
Absolutely. So if you're out there and you're a local charity, been listening, Natasha at the Chicken and Frog, I know you always tune in. If you know anybody out there, do get in contact with John Brandley. You can go onto the website. It's a great website. Have a look through. Also, if you're looking to buy any artwork, pop in. John's always so knowledgeable about art. And as he said, artwork starts from about £35. What are you doing at Christmas?
As little as possible, I hope.
Are you not a fan of Christmas?
Yeah, I like Christmas. Yeah. I think Christmas is great. I think that the high street's a disgrace in Brentwood. If you go to lots of other places, they've done a lot more. But yes, we need Christmas. We need Christmas because it's in the middle of the winter. We need something to cheer us up.
Yes.
It is predominantly for children, let's be honest, and I haven't got any. But it's a lovely time. Again, it's pay it forward. It's an uplifting. It's good for your soul.
Yes.
It makes people smile. You walk past a shop window and it's all lit up. It makes you smile. You hear children talking in the street. You know, mummy, daddy, can I have this? Can I have that? Or whatever. Mm. You know, their voices are one octave higher than normal.
Yeah.
And they're full of enthusiasm.
Yeah.
I think you ought to put puppies and children on the national grid, and then we would never have a power shortage. You know. You know, but Christmas is there for it makes everybody smile.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. And Santa's always, or Father Christmas rather, I shouldn't say Santa.
Why can't always. You say Santa?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's a little short. I should say Father
it's
Christmas.
It's one of his names, isn't it? Santa Claus.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Chris Kringle, Santa Claus.
We see
Miracle on 34th Street.
He absolutely loves Brentwood because he's here all the time. And I've been talking about him quite a lot. But you will see him out and about in Brentwood because he loves us so much here. And the children here also.
And the children are good.
Yeah, they're all good here in Brentwood. No naughty children.
Just as well as radio, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's lovely to see you. Have a fantastic Christmas.
Thank
as I
you,
said,
and
if you.
You
want to find out more about John Brandler, just type in Brandler Galleries. And if you're a local charity out there, you've just heard what John said about supplying artwork, get in touch and, you know, hopefully get some money raised for your small charity. Doesn't matter what type of charity it is. John, have a chat with John and he'll take it from there. It's nearly coming up to the news. I think I'm going to put on a little bit of Madonna with Beautiful Stranger.
Good idea.
Lovely. Thank you, John.